to our regular agenda, and could you please read items 1327, 1328, and 1329 together, please?
1327, authorize a grant agreement in an amount not to exceed $25,000 with Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber for Outreach, Education, and Technical Assistance to small women-owned and or minority-owned businesses to increase the number and diversity of B Corp certified businesses in Portland. 1328, authorize an intergovernmental agreement in an amount not to exceed $20,000 with Portland State University for technical assistance and business consultation services to small women-owned and or minority-owned businesses to increase the number of number and diversity of B Corp certified businesses in Portland. And 1329, authorize a grant agreement in an amount not to exceed $25,000 with Venture Portland for outreach, education, and technical assistance to small women-owned and or minority-owned businesses to increase the number and diversity of B Corp certified businesses in Portland.
So these items were introduced by Mayor Hales and Commissioner Fish. I'll recognize Commissioner Fish for some brief comments.
Thank you. We're joined by Rachel Wiggins, who's going to walk us through this. Colleagues, the money for the B Corp program was allocated during the budget. Three contractors have been selected to handle training and outreach. And these council items are for the purpose of finalizing contracts with our contractors. They are the Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, Portland State University, and Venture Portland. And the specific goal is to do outreach to women and minority-owned small businesses in order to increase the diversity of our city's B Corp. Rachel Wiggins is here. She's been a champion for this program. Take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, Council. My name is Rachel Wiggins from Mayor Hales' office. I am here today to present on three very exciting partnerships with the City of Portland with the purpose, as Commissioner Fish said, to encourage Portland businesses, specifically our smaller neighborhood and women and minority-owned businesses, to participate in our Measure What Matters B Corps Challenge. Focusing on Portland's smaller and more diverse businesses, this challenge will encourage Portland businesses to take B-Lab's Quick Impact Assessment, which is a 20-minute survey that measures a business's impact on the environment, their workers, and their community, and asks them to measure, improve on, or adopt the business practices highlighted within that assessment, which also tend to align with Portland's values themselves, which are healthy and diverse workplaces, sustainable business practices, as well as investing in one's community. This challenge does not require businesses to become B Corps. I know that I came here in May with a more robust ask that was really around the development of B Corps in Portland. While increasing the number of certified businesses would be wonderful, we do recognize that there are several barriers to full certification for businesses, whether that's lack of time if they're a small business, lack of funds if the focus really is on making it through the year, and lack of information if they aren't even aware of what B Corps certification is. This can be especially true, as I was saying, for our smaller neighborhood and women and minority-owned businesses. So the hope is that by increasing awareness and providing technical assistance through Venture Portland, Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber, and Portland State University, we can help our businesses measure the good work that they're already doing and commit to improving on that work, making it clear that while you can also do well in Portland, you can also do good for Portland. PSU, Venture Portland, and Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber were chosen as partners because of their proven history of successful outreach and providing technical assistance to Portland's businesses. Through education and outreach and detailed technical assistance, the goal of these partnerships was truly to reduce barriers for businesses looking to measure and improve their current business practices and provide them with wraparound services so that they can be successful. I asked Heather Hale from Venture Portland and Jonathan Cologne from Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber to speak to specifically why they were excited to join on and the work that they'll be doing, and then I'll talk briefly about what PSU's role is.
Before you do that, could you just explain again to the people at home, what is a B Corp? How do you get certified?
Yeah, absolutely. So a B Corp is a business who has committed to say not only are we focusing on being a successful business, we're also a business that's committed to being good. So whether that means adopting practices such as paying a fair wage to their employees, focusing on hiring a diverse workforce, committed to sustainable business practices, having a charitable contribution program. They're businesses who are incorporating more than just practices that secure a good bottom line. B Corp certification specifically is a much longer process. That has, it's like a 200 question assessment through B Lab, and can be very long and taxing process for businesses. So that's why we really truly wanted to focus on having them take the initial assessment, which is a much smaller and tailored version, and then use that as a launching point for both measuring the good work that they're already doing, because many of our businesses are doing this work and deserve to get credit for that, as well as encouraging them to build on that good work. Some businesses may get to certification, but we didn't want that to be the end goal.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Who wants to go next?
Awesome. Good morning, commissioners. As you know, my name's Heather Hale. I'm the executive director of Venture Portland. We are the support system for Portland's 50 neighborhood business districts, which together contain 19,200 businesses and provide half of the city's jobs or employ about 267,000 people. Yesterday was Giving Tuesday, and as you all know, neighborhood businesses consistently invest in Portland by providing jobs and donating to local causes at rates that are more than two times that of national chains. In fact, in this calendar year, 2016, Portland's nonprofit, I'm going to say that again, nonprofit neighborhood business associations donated more than $100,000 to other local charities in their neighborhood business districts. And collectively, neighborhood businesses donated more than $1 million to help make Portland a great place to live, work, and play for all. Neighborhood businesses know that the business of Portland is about more than just business. It's about people and neighborhoods and culture. And that is why we have some record-setting B Corps already that are neighborhood-based in the city of Portland. There's a hair salon on Southeast Foster Road in East Portland that is the first hair salon in North America to be registered as a B Corp. Albina Bank is our most recent B Corp, neighborhood-based with locations in five different neighborhood business districts, one of only 10 banks in the world registered as B Corps. Neighborhood businesses are creative. They are invested in their community, and we are very excited about this partnership to measure what matters and help those businesses quantify the really good work that they are already doing.
What's the name of the salon that's the first ever? Sorry. Well, the Lord's our homework finds out.
It'll come to you.
It will come to me.
Okay. Jonathan?
Yeah. Good morning, Council. My name is Jonathan Colon. I'm the Vice President of Business and Economic Development for the Hispanic Chamber. And I'm super excited about this because this continues some work that I was introduced years and years ago under the Portland's leadership around the BESS Awards. And I don't know if anyone's around when we had the BESS Awards. But it was a certification, and it was an award for doing some of the values that we have that align very well with the B Corp. Megan Schuler came to my office early on and her process when they included small businesses. And we had a hard time getting out into the neighborhoods and working with limited English population and small businesses that could not communicate or understood the value proposition. And she took it on herself to continue to work with our organization to develop our technical skills around the BESS Awards and sustainability. And that ended a few years ago in terms of the BESS Awards, and we moved on to a different type of certification. But that has been something that we've continued to incorporate in the startups of businesses, because we learned through that process that it was a lot easier to incorporate the values that people wanted into their business model, into their business structure. It's much harder when you have 20 employees and try to revert back and add these values into the system. It's much easier when you have an employee and you're going to get health insurance and you're looking at what's the best impact for that in the long, and you're putting in the rules and regulations in the systems to be able to incorporate those practices that are important to you and create really sustainable long-term policies and structures. I'm pretty excited because I went back last night and looked to see the impact that the BESS Awards had. And Beeline, a client of ours, and most of you see them driving around, wasn't a Best Award nominee, won, and also later became a B Corp. GoBox, you should all know GoBox. They've been in here quite often. They're another one. City of Roses, a minority-owned garbage disposal recycle firm out of North Portland, is also B Corp, which also part of the legacy of the Best Awards. So this is really in line with what the city has done, and I'm very appreciative for what the city did early on in training our organization to impact the technical assistance that we do. We have about 5 business development coordinators. We serve about 500 small businesses, and we're at that early stage of really impacting the business structure, the value proposition, and incorporating this. And this aligns very well with the work we do around getting firms certified, state certified. And you've heard so many times around minority women, emerging small business, DBE firms, and how difficult that process is. It's wonderful now to be able to incorporate this at the same time and look at all of it at one time and move them through the system. So I'm pretty excited for Portland. This really aligns with who we are, and I'm grateful for being in this city and your leadership and your partnership.
Okay. Thank you.
Heather, I'm very sorry I had to put you on the spot. Is it Ginger Salon?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Thanks to the wonders of Google. But
I was like, as soon as I get up, I'm going to go pull it out of my phone.
Well, it's Ginger, and I just wanted to celebrate that because that's quite something to have progressive businesses and the other examples that you gave, and we should all patronize those preference.
Colleagues, since Heather's here, let me also acknowledge we did a tour on Saturday, on Small Business Saturday of Northwest 23rd, and what we learned is that businesses, even as far as several blocks away from the blast zone, mm-hmm. were negatively impacted by what happened because the street, as you know, was blocked for a period of time. And it actually could not have come at a worse time because it's around Thanksgiving that many of our neighborhood small businesses actually hit their break-even point. And so it's from Thanksgiving to New Year's that they make that's the big push to make their profit for the year. So while people were concerned about the impact, obviously, on their business of that explosion, we also heard very positive feedback about the city's response, and particularly that single point of contact that the mayor established, and the communication on the street. So, it was kind of a mixed bag, but I guess the message that you would give us, Heather, and that we want the world to hear is, the best way to support our friends on Northwest 23rd and in all our neighborhood business districts is to go spend our dollars locally. And the thing that I've always found compelling is that unlike internet sales and big box retailers, you've quantified that 70 cents of every dollar stays home. And when you know that 70 cents of every dollar stays in your community, that's a very compelling proposition in terms of where we spend our money for our holiday shopping. So thanks for your good work.
Yeah, thank you.
Rachel, did you want to add something?
I'll close it out. I do really want to emphasize how thrilled I am that Heather and Jonathan are at this table and willing to be partners when thinking through what this program could be. It became very clear that if the city did nothing, B Corps would still happen in the city of Portland. It aligns very well with the values of our business owners. So if we're going to play a role and step into this arena, how can we truly have an effect? And the businesses in their networks and the types of individuals and backgrounds that they have that we want to reach is fantastic. So I just am so thrilled that they're here, and I just wanted to make sure that was known. And then just very lastly, touching on what the work of PSU, they're going to, through their business outreach program, provide slots for 10 businesses to get some true in-depth technical assistance, both one-on-one development support and recommendations, as well as peer-based learning events, so that for those businesses that are really interested and may need a bit more work than Venture Portland and Hispanic Metropolitan Chamber can provide, they have a team of students who can really dive deep, do the research, and help them implement.
Great. Okay, thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Anybody wish to testify on items 1327, 1328, or 1329?
I had Mr. Shedrick Wilkins.
Okay, Mr. Wilkins, Mr. Walsh, come on up. Anybody else?
Okay. I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I don't like the fact that PSU is saying that they're central to any kind of diversity in small businesses. I think insofar as advising companies for charities, everybody knows about the United Way why does PSU have to be some sort of intermediary between small businesses? I'll let it slide right now because I do think there's a rate expansion because of the south waterfront. It may become a medical thing. I'm saying is, if you're dealing with medicine, that's a science. PSU teaches science. But why am I why don't community colleges consult with small businesses? Because if you're a janitor company or a coffee shop, you know, this isn't brain surgery. So I'll let it to me slide, but something that, you know, after the south waterfront is created, which could be a medical school, like we don't have a medical school like most cities, that would require PSU to consult with that. But in the future, I don't really see why. I think the community college has a better role in deciding and in consulting with businesses, small businesses.
Thank you. Mr. Walsh.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We support this fully. This is a really good program. We looked at it last night. We get very nervous when government and corporations or businesses get together and start moving funds around. We get a little nervous on that. However, we looked at this program, and it's an outstanding program. So we couldn't find any fault with the program itself. We would just caution you a little bit about spending too much money going into businesses, because one of the things that was said at the meeting was, how does somebody who takes money from the city tell them they're not nice, they're not good? You know, I can come here, because we don't take any money from anybody. I can come here and be honest with you. Whether you agree with me or disagree with me, it's my honest feelings. Sometimes I do it well, sometimes not so well. But in this case, we're excited about the program. We want to endorse the small businesses outreach because it's very important to our economy here in Portland. We understand that. We're not anti-business at all. We are probably anti-corporations because they're so bad. So it's a pleasure to come before you for a change. And thank you for doing this. And I'm sure you're going to do the pirate thing of, aye. But vote for it with style and honor, because we do honor you on this one. This one. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. These are all emergency items. So if you could please, Carla, please call the roll.
27, Novick.
Really appreciated the presentation. Thank you. Aye.
Fritz.
Terrific work, Rachel Wiggins. Thank you, and also our partners in the community. It's a good thing to come together to work on this program. I believe that the mayor's office asked for several hundred thousands of ongoing money to have this keep going, and what we're doing today is a lesser version using one-time money. So I hope that a component of this project will be kind of a train-the-trainers thing, because obviously I think if Ginger Salon or anybody else has already gone through it, it would be part of their being good businesses to help others learn it and get there too, especially since, as we were just reminded, we have to be very careful about how taxpayers' money is spent. And in this case, it's spent very wisely. Thank you for all of your work. I wish you a very successful holiday shopping season. Aye.
Fish?
Well, I know the mayor wanted to be here to make comments. He's out of town. Just on his behalf, I want to thank the mayor for his strong support for the B Corp movement. I want to thank Rachel Wiggins, who's been the champion on the third floor for this. And I have a hunch, Rachel, that despite the change in administration and some of the new faces we're going to see around here, I think the city's support for the B Corp movement is going to get even stronger, particularly through PDC's efforts. You know, over 95% of our neighborhood small businesses have five or fewer employees. So small business is such a critical part of our local economy. And this shift to B Corp is going to be not only great for us and our local economy, but it's going to be great for our brand. A few months ago, I was in Colorado, and I had a chance to go to Boulder for my first trip. And I ended up at the studios for a show called E-Town that's on National Public Radio. They were hosting the national convention for the B Corp program. And I got to meet the leaders across the country who were doing it. And the one common thread was that Portland was on their radar. and that's in part because they had held one of their meetings here. But and they were, as a group, talking about the benefits of shifting to B Corps. And I really think in terms of Portland's brand and our economic development strategy that this is a critical piece. And we're doing this first phase with three really trusted partners, so I'm delighted to support all three today. Aye.
That's good.
Well, this sounds great, and I, from the more I learn about B Corps, the more I like, and certainly quality partners with Venture Portland, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and Portland State University. Please to support it. Aye. Okay, that 1327 is adopted. 1328, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye. Okay, 1328 is adopted. 1329?
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye. Okay, 13.